Do you think that people would, you know, find it interesting if we did an episode with no jokes?
I think they'd find it interesting in the same way that you find it interesting when a car goes through a red light and it's like, why did they do that? You're kind of mad, but it has no effect on you. Like, right. You're just, you know, standing there watching it occur.
And you're like, maybe it's malicious, or maybe they're just trying their best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no oncoming traffic, so you don't feel like you are in danger or anyone was in danger, but they still decided to do it. They also don't seem like they were in a rush and that they needed to do that.
I'll say a joke and then you tell me if it's worth it.
Okay.
Like if we should do an episode with jokes or not. What's worse about traffic? Or what takes longer, rather? The time that you spent sitting in it or the time that you spend thinking about it afterwards because it made you so upset?
Well, to me, that's less of a joke and more just an interesting question. So I think we say that this is the episode where we ask interesting questions.
All right, this is the episode with no jokes.
Love it.
Hello!
Maybe Don't.
Wow, welcome to Maybe Don't, a variety show with an opening segment and a closing segment. Oh, God. I stutter or slur something every single time.
I didn't hear you stutter nor slur, but...
Oh, my God.
You sounded great to me.
Thank you.
I'm one of the hosts, Kevin.
I'm the other host, Yisung. And,
We're back.
We're back.
Just when you thought you could get rid of us, we somehow keep showing up.
Do you think we have the most reluctant listener base?
I think
or the most polite?
Definitely polite.
Definitely polite.
Polite and apathetic. Oh, God, these guys. Okay, I guess I'll give this one a try.
I mean, they probably want listens, so I guess I'll give them a listen. Ugh.
My favorite is... the one that makes me happy is, glad to add this to my rotation.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at us in a rotation.
That's amazing. That genuinely does feel amazing. I've said this before, but... I truly take it as a sign of great flattery when someone's like, I put you on in the background while I'm doing other stuff. I'm like, that's all I've ever wanted. Thank you.
What if people are going to be like, I put you on in the background when I'm, you know. Ew.
Welcome to Maybe Don't, a PG-13 show.
Very PG.
Kevin, here's something that's not PG or that you don't have parental guidance over. You drive now.
I'm a driving boy.
You leased a car.
I do. It's new to my life. I really enjoy it. I feel very guilty because I care a lot about the environment.
Yeah.
I took a lot of pride in selling my car and being a walker, a commuter via the streets.
Yeah.
I took a lot of pride in when I moved for that. I took the bus and continued to use public transportation. And then Leah left and gave me her keys for a couple weeks. And boy, oh boy, did that change me.
Was it just like too good?
It was too good.
Yeah.
Being able to cut my commute more than in half and not being stuck on someone else's schedule.
Yeah.
Because if I leave after a certain time, the bus comes less frequently. And that was very difficult.
Did you like having the extra time so that you could, you know?
Yes. I liked that it was $1.75 to take the bus.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I think the equivalence, like people have said to me, it's like if you fly first class once, it's really hard to go back.
Yeah. What are we, Gwen Stefani?
And she,
wait,
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Who did the song Glamorous? Fergie?
Glamorous. That was Fergie.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got a Black Eyed Peas like comeback last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Leah played one song kind of as a joke. And then I was like, haha, I actually know every word from this album.
What was it?
That's actually the song I like the least on
album.
It's too overplayed.
Okay, wait, can I, and this isn't Yisung's piano hour, okay? What if
it is though, and I like that.
Oh, okay, thank you. What is it? Was it the
Yeah,
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they got goals, mama. I'm a drama.
Was that if one? Anyone wants to like cut just that and send that to a record label, we will stop the show.
Yeah.
It's like reverse blackmail.
Wait, Kevin, all the Earwolf producers are coming in here and offering us record deals.
Foaming from the mouth. And I always forget that the Earwolf producers have record connections.
It's a wild side gig.
But yeah, Black Eyed Peas is still kind of fun. Yeah. Their album with the green, it stands. Oh, it's like N-E-N-D. Yeah. Energy never dies.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That one's really fun. There's a lot of bangers on that one. Mm. What were we talking about?
There's the, oh, dude. I mean, look, we were talking about something, but you know that song, Meet Me Halfway?
Meet me halfway.
That's what I want to say.
For you, meet me halfway. Yeah.
Yeah, that song's good.
Oh, that one's awesome.
Yeah.
There's a song called Ring-a-ling, which is kind of
I don't
funny.
Know Ring-a-ling. Is it about,
it's about know. A, it's about a ding-a-ling. They actually say that. I'm actually quoting the song, wow. Not being inappropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that album's very fun.
Yeah. Oh, you drive now.
Can I say one quick... My dad really liked, this is such a bad story, but my dad really liked I'm a Bee, which, you know, I'm a Bee. And like picture like the whitest white guy, you know, going, I'm a Bee, and like doing this kind of thing with his hands where it's like left, right, left.
That's awesome. Oh my God.
It was some dad music for sure. He did this thing where with Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake, where... I think we watched like a live performance on TV or something.
You got it.
And he was like, every song was a hit. And it was like, made me, I always think about both of those bands that like, yeah, when you've been performing for like 25 years,
yeah,
you probably have acquired like a concert's worth of hits, but him just getting so excited that was like, I recognized every song. I love that. They're amazing. Makes me happy. I'm not making fun of him. It makes me happy. I'm making fun of him a little bit.
Was he... I love that story. Oh, my God.
He's cooler than me. It's frustrating.
Dude, one of my friends, her dad plays Pokemon Go and Minecraft with her. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, my dad definitely does not do that.
Yeah, neither does my dad.
What's your dad like?
My dad... Oh, God. You know my puns? He doesn't make puns, but sometimes he, like, goes out on a limb and, like, really swings for it at, like, a dinner party. And
please
oh,
tell
boy.
Me. Give me one little taste.
It'll be like, oh, wow, that department's restructuring. That's not a restructure. That's a teardown. And then he'll think it's so funny. And then no
it
one
is.
Will think it's funny. And I think I love it. I truly
that's
think
more
like
of a teardown.
It'll just be some innocuous comment like that, and he'll laugh a lot, and then no one will really laugh.
Oh man!
Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. Oh my God!
That rules.
I love you. Okay, sorry.
Me too. I'm growing an affection for him. Yeah. So I have a car now. It's it's fun driving. I'm very happy about it. It's a Prius, so I'm trying to do my part to help the environment.
Should we just get the church reference out of the way? Oh, Prius, what's it, a priest? Hashtag maybe don't.
Yeah, it's a it was a priestess. It was a female priest. Yeah. Man, I had an awkward conversation last year with my mom and grandma after Christmas Mass. I made a big stink about not wanting to go.
Wow. Was your dad in the background being like, I'm a bee
rocking them beats. It's like, Dad, stop. This isn't the time. The song's 10 years old. But I was like, man, pretty messed up how like women can't be priests still, right? And you know, that's just the way they
are. Yeah.
And it frustrated me.
Yeah.
The church sucks for a lot of reasons.
Right.
But
it's all about those apples.
It's all about them apples.
Yeah. Kevin.
The car's fun. What were you gonna say?
No, it's just like that's great. I also want to remind people, like it's obvious from the title. It's obvious from the cold open. This is the episode with no jokes. And you might think that, you know, there's been some jokes already. Think again.
Don't laugh,
okay?
This is the episode we're doing. We're mixing it up a little, to be honest. You're getting used to us.
Yeah.
You're probably, what is this, 7-year itch?
Yeah.
This is like episode 8 itch, I think.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not because we're, quote, bad at improv or, quote, struggling to do comedy.
Or, quote, dusting off the UCB manual last night as we realized that, like, we aren't really good at coming up with stuff on the spot.
Yeah, it's not that. It's just, like, this is truly a record-breaking, like, a comedy podcast with no jokes. Whoa, get Guinness over here.
It's not like one of us is, like, watching YouTube videos of Zach Woods do improv at UCB from 6 years ago with Neil Casey going, why do I think I could do anything like this? He's so much more skilled than I am. And that's why he's famous.
It's not like we're at home, and you might think that these sounds like jokes, but they're not. Why is one of us at home being like, wow, I'm just watching all these K-pop variety shows, and it's not, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
And one of us might be like, that my co-host sure spends a lot of time on Twitch.
Yeah.
I hope he's like coming up with good content then.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I had a very not funny conversation. Oh, I could say anything right now.
What do you mean? You could say anything.
Like I could say like war crimes.
I don't know where this is going. Okay, but
the real conversation is like Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
To me, Twitter is a comedy goldmine, so we come with two different experiences.
Can I tell you my Twitter strategy?
Yes, please, and I'll tell you mine. Okay. Not that you asked.
No, I will ask. Oh, fuck.
Thanks.
I will have asked.
No, I like I will ask.
Oh, my strategy. I mute everyone.
Yeah.
If you're thinking out there, hey, has he muted me? Yes. And it's not because, you know, of anything. It's just I'm not going to... I can't stop using Twitter. Like, I literally need it for work and stuff. And so this addiction's not going to end. I'm just muting everyone. Mm-hmm. And so my timeline will only be ads and tweets from the Paris Review, the literary magazine.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kevin, I don't know if you know, but I'm kind of like...
You're a Paris snob.
I guess so. I guess.
You see the Paris Review and it reminds me of your cigarette days.
Fuck,
on the roof.
People are going to get the wrong idea.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I started with that. Mm-hmm. So first I was just like, I'm on Twitter like everyone else. Over time, a frustration emerged.
Yeah.
Where I was like, actually, I'm going to mute this one person. And I felt guilty. I felt bad about doing that. But then it felt kind of good.
Yeah.
One became two. Two became three.
I'm a mute. Yeah.
From there... I, not too long ago, looked at my people I'm following, and it was mostly the red mute button. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I hope no one sees this. And then from there, I just was like, I'm going to unfollow everyone.
Yeah.
And I did. Have I already told this story on the show?
I don't think on the show. You told me.
Yes, we've talked about
luckily, it. Luckily, you still follow me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be friends.
Well, I did unfollow you. I had zero people I was following for 2 weeks.
Yeah, awesome.
And people were not happy about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They took it personally.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. No, I agree with you. I got a lot of unnecessary shit.
Yeah. Eye roll.
Yeah.
Hey, this is an audio medium? Okay, here we go. Eyes are at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock,
9 o'clock, 12. We just did 12 hours with you.
12 hours.
Yeah, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, like, who the fuck cares? Yeah.
People take stuff so personally that has nothing to do with them.
Yeah.
And then from there, I kind of like was a little bit guilted into like, I should follow some people.
Wait. The fact that you follow me is not because I guilted you, right? I didn't even know that you had unfollowed
everyone.
No, you
didn't.
Okay.
There was a few people that I confessed it to and they were like, oh, I didn't even know you unfollowed.
Yeah.
And then other people just gave me a lot of shit about it. Mm-hmm. And more than one people, several people did.
Right.
And I think that says more about them than it does about me.
Right.
Then now I follow like truly a few people. Mm-hmm. It is like you, Leah, and like three work related things. That's like, I should follow these people.
Right.
I don't follow any of my family members.
Right.
I don't follow anyone who is not like in my core group. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because I still use social media a lot, but there's like no updates to it.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's awesome.
It's weird. It's like every time I look at it, it's like, it's the same photo for several days, or it's the same tweet for several days.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I guess I'm done.
Did I ever tell you about the first Thanksgiving I had in LA?
No.
I didn't know anyone.
That sucks.
Here we go. I didn't know anyone. I was really alone. Some people had invited me, but I felt too awkward going. And I didn't want to go anything to work related, because that's like, oh, I'm thankful for this job.
It's a little less sad because you were invited to stuff.
Did you invite me to stuff?
No, you just said people invited you to things.
After I was flooded with invitations.
You son of a bitch.
And all these gifts from people. No, okay, here's the truth. The invitations that if I had gone, it would have been really awkward to those invitations.
News. I get it.
And so I stayed at home and I was like, I'm going to spend one day without technology.
Ooh, I like that.
That day felt like 3 days. It was so long, but I loved it. And I was like, I need to do this way more often. And then I haven't done it again since.
What did you do? Like,
just like read, like walked around.
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Does that mean like no music as well?
Yeah.
So it must have been like very quiet too.
Well, it was just me in my apartment going, ah, no, it was like, it was really, really quiet. And there's like, I should honestly endeavor to do that again. And I don't know. I'm too addicted now to YouTube. Oh, can I tell you my YouTube strategy?
Yeah.
You've heard of No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Of course.
Well, how's this?
I feel like you started that one strong, and then we're quickly searching.
I took too long of a pause. No, I actually had something. You've heard of No Sleep Till Brooklyn, but have you heard of No YouTube Until Noon?
No, but
unless you're traveling. That's my rule now.
No YouTube until noon, parentheses, unless you're traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I don't think I use YouTube enough.
You're not addicted to watching other people play League of Legends on YouTube?
Not yet, but hey, maybe 2020.
Maybe 2020.
Times will change for all of us. Mm-hmm. And that's worked for you as well. I mean, I know people who, like, Lapkus doesn't use Twitter. She has, like, those limits on her phone she can't use them until 10 a.m. or something like that, or 9 a.m. I think that's helpful too, because it's pretty easy to just wake up and immediately jump on the apps.
For sure. That's awesome. I should do that.
How much time do you think you're spending a day on YouTube?
I don't want to be honest with you, because the honest answer is like embarrassing.
Okay, then lie to a point that feels kind of believable.
30 minutes? No, okay. Here's the truth. It's probably like somewhere, like 3 or 4 hours. At least.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's so much.
I know.
I'm not saying that judgmental. I'm just truly impressed.
Well, it's not like I'm doing
other stuff. But what the fuck? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm doing other stuff. Your generation. No, I'm doing other stuff while the YouTube videos are on.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm not.
No, and that doesn't mean, and I think this comes back to what we were talking about last episode about like fear of lack of productivity. Mm-hmm. I think for you, that might feel like you aren't doing something productive, but to you, that is productive. That is like learning and educational, and it is stuff that like you are applying to your career.
Kind of. I agree with
you. To Twitch and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think like we talked about last episode, welcome to Maybe Don't, the Groundhog Day of podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's like there's such a huge difference between consciously saying, I'm going to watch YouTube versus I've been on YouTube for 8 hours and I don't remember any of it. Like my day just disappeared from me.
That kind of comes to something I wanted to talk about with like time management. I feel like I don't do a good job with it. Mm-hmm. but do you think that that's something that you want to schedule better? Or is it just a thing you're going to just continue to embrace? Like, oh shit, I was on all day. Or do you think are you leaning to change the behavior of it at all? Or
can I answer in a very over the top way?
Please.
For realsies. For realsies, yes.
Cool.
Abso-fucking-lutely. My time management is like pretty bad.
Mine too.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it's bad. I just feel like I'm, and I've told you this 100 times, I always feel like I'm 4 steps behind of what I'm supposed to be.
Well, you always tell me that you're 4 steps behind, and that's why I think like you spend a lot of time doing that.
I spend a lot of time being 4 steps behind. You're so satisfied. I love a satisfied you song smile. It gives me life.
I started having opinions on this show.
I'm so glad.
Wait, sorry. I don't mean to just... we could talk about that after the time management thing. How do you think that you let your time slip away? Well, you're from what it sounds like you were saying, and I know I just asked you a question and then I immediately started talking.
No, please.
It sounded like you're actively trying to do stuff. It's just that there's so much stuff to do that it's hard.
Like we were talking about last episode. And if you think we might record these back-to-back, you're right. I say yes to too much stuff, and I have too much stuff on my plate.
Kevin, can you help me move?
Yes.
Okay.
Crap. I say yes to too much stuff. I have too much stuff on my plate. So where it seems like, okay, cool, I got these 15 things done. And then I look over there and it's like, here's 10 other things that need to be done.
Right.
Now, I heard on a podcast recently or on a recording rather.
Was it our previous episode?
No, it was a different show that hasn't come out yet.
Oh.
But they were discussing trying to embrace, and I don't want to like step on this too much. Accepting that everything on your to-do list isn't done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a thing that I don't do a good job of is like seeing, fuck, there's 15 other things I need to do and then going to bed going, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because it truly feels like when you don't have everything completed that you failed.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
For sure.
And that's very difficult. And that's the thing that I'm going to try to like... improve, I guess. It's just like that sense of comfort of, what it is not being mad at myself that everything isn't done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is not saying yes to everything. It's kind of the curse of like having a job that you like where it's like everything sounds fun when you're doing fun stuff.
Right.
Or in reality, like you have to say no to, you know, some things. Now I'm getting too personal and too specific with my own life, but there's situations where it's like
you have a name that starts with K.
Yeah, or my last name rhymes with Artelt. Because it does. How about you with time management? What are you struggling with?
I think it's
just like overconsumption or
yeah, I think it's like well, I have so much to do. Better not do any of it. Like that kind of thing. And usually like I luckily am still on the side of things where, like, I've definitely have had friends where they won't end up doing something and they'll just miss the deadline because of that. And I'm like, fuck, I get it. I totally get it. Luckily, if there's a deadline, I'll still, like, meet the deadline.
Yeah. So do I think.
Like, 99% of the time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's Deadline Hollywood. No jokes.
and that's a deadline I try to avoid. Check my Twitter followers.
And so it's mostly that I don't know. I just find joy in so little things. God,
what do you mean?
Can we have a recurring segment where I feel like any podcast that I do is ultimately just like an archive of my declining mental health?
Sure.
So can we have a segment? And this is really self-indulgent. Where you ask me how sad I am.
How sad are you?
So sad!
I think the last time you said it was so fucking sad. So it feels like improvement.
I'm just so sad all the time. I don't like, while you sung, you're such a hot, angsty teenager. Thank you.
My favorite you sung bit, too, is him voicing people who aren't thinking things. And I know listeners are probably like, God, you sung, you're such a douchebag.
It's yeah.
Like, no one was thinking that.
Probably thinking like you're saying, you probably, oh, it's so cool that you preface things. What are you, Hemingway?
So you think your emotional state is affecting your time management? I mean, that's makes 100% sense.
Yeah, I think I
100%.
100%. What is this? Insider trading?
You song's dad.
That's where I get it from. Another Black Eyed Peas song. I got it from my mama.
It from my mama.
Yeah. Is that a song?
I don't think so.
I think it's a song.
Anyway. I think they have some mama related stuff. but not I got it from my mama. I'll look that up. You keep talking. Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's just like I'm a very emotional person, and I let that affect me and also my mental health. I'm trying. It's just bad. I genuinely am trying.
Will I am. So you're right, technically. Mm-hmm.
Rhetorical question.
That's a truthful answer.
It's true.
More songs should have like literal responses. Like, where'd you get them jeans? Gap. I went to the store.
If you only had one shot, one opportunity. Wait, so I only have one chance?
Okay, so this is kind of a tough hypothetical for me.
Well, it seems like a lot of
pressure.
I'm going
to wake up early. I'm going to make the best of the day.
Yeah.
The thing that is interesting to me, and I want to be careful with the way that I word it, is like, is the sadness that you're talking about. Like, I don't know if that's sadness that is something that like curable is not the word I want to use, but like having a different mentality.
Whether or not you're hopeless.
Yes. Like having a different mentality about something, would that help? Or is this like psychological or like a stuff where like a psychiatrist would help more than like wake up at six or like go to bed or you know what I mean?
I think it's like as I've grown older, it certainly has helped just being older and being like, you know, when you're younger, you're like, oh shit, what if everything goes wrong? What if I get fired, et cetera, et cetera. And then when you're older, you're like, well, that's happened enough times that you're probably going to be okay.
Yeah. You're wiser.
Yeah, you're wiser. And then you're like, oh, it turns out when I exercise, I do feel better. Ugh. So stuff like that. But I also think that like, I don't know. I definitely do want to get better. It's just like so often, like if I ever slip up, like if something ever makes me sad,
yeah,
I have no, like there's no, it's like I'm on the top floor of a building in an elevator and there's no other buttons. I go to the fucking straight to the fucking basement. If something even like remotely bothers me,
yeah,
like or is upsetting, there's no medium ground. There's no, oh, that's sad. But here's what I'm going to have for lunch. It's just the world is broken. I'm, as an individual, cannot change anything. I'm so, like, I'm bad at, like, this. It all happens
like
at once.
Compartmentalizing. Yeah. I can never say that word for some reason. But being able to be like, okay, that was weird, and then being able to move on.
Yeah, I think, it's really, really difficult for me to shrug things off.
And it also is a hard thing just to do in general. I guess for me, it's a lot of times it kind of depends on how like busy I am.
Yeah.
If I have enough downtime, I'll spend too much time overanalyzing it. Mm-hmm. But if I'm like good enough busy wise, then I can just be like, that was annoying, and then move on. But sometimes something is so annoying where I'm like, shit, now this is distracting the rest of my day and making it hard to concentrate. A lot of times just talking to someone close to me, just venting to them helps get it out of my system, because a lot of times the person who I talk to, whether it be like you or Leah or someone else, will often be like, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yes, okay, yes, it does suck.
And,
like, I'm not crazy here.
Yeah.
And then they kind of like support you, and then it's easier to move on throughout your day.
Right.
Where I think when I keep it to myself, then I just keep having the conversation with myself, but it's like a one-sided dialogue.
Yeah.
And it just becomes too distracting.
Yeah.
So
I know that we were saying before the show, like, oh, we used to have ads. Why don't we have ads anymore? Do you think it's because of the sad subject matter of our show?
Yeah, I think we're too sad for money.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
After these messages.
Maybe.
Don't.
Kevin.
Yusong.
I started having opinions.
I'm very happy about this, unless the opinions are problematic or bad.
And I'm very grateful that you're happy for me, because I think you knew me before I started the show, and it's not specifically because of the show, but Now I'm like more confident saying things.
Yes. Well, and I try to talk you out of second guessing yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
My goal as the co-host is for you to preface and preamble less before saying an opinion. Mm-hmm. Because it used to be a 5-mile walk before getting to the opinion. And now I think we're at like a mile.
Yeah.
And my goal is by our last episode, you just have opinions.
Okay. Yeah. Because I've started having opinions now and I preface a little less. And that's good.
It's great.
Because I was very scared of offending people. But now I'm like, hey, you sung quote bad boy, end quote Lou. Like,
that's true. And yeah. I don't like that you make me call you that. But the good thing is I think I the audience that. Knows that you're also a good boy and a sweetie at times.
No.
You're right. Sorry. Yeah. You're always a bad boy. I'm reading your dumb script. And so I think
loiter.
The listeners understand that you aren't
going to talk out loud in class.
That none of your opinions are bad or say anything bad about you.
I'm going to shower only after I get in the pool, not before.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't think it's unnecessary to shower before and after.
Oh. Well, then I'm not going to.
Shower.
I'm just not going to go in the pool. Yeah.
And you're just avoiding the pool.
Yeah.
Well, now who am I going to swim with? And this is my problem now. okay. So, what's your opinion?
Oh, ironically, I don't have any like.
Oh, you just wanted
opinions.
To talk about how it's cool that you have opinions.
I have opinions now. Yeah, because I'm not afraid of offending people anymore. But I don't have any opinions right now.
Oh my god.
Wait, Kevin, ask me about my opinion on something.
Okay, what do you think about sports?
Hate them.
Me too.
Can you ask me something else?
Oh, I thought we could explore that, but we could just
my opinions
machine
are very quick.
Gun this. Mm-hmm. What do you think about snacks?
Love them. Next.
Okay. If you have anything else you want to say rather than hate them or love them.
Okay, I'll say something real. Please don't ask me about geopolitics.
Why?
I don't have a good opinion.
Can I ask you something adjacent?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on geo?
Geo. The Latin root being geoga has a lot of history in our lexicon. Thank you. Yeah, I don't have a solid opinion on geo. Ironically.
Geo dude.
Love it. It's so good. Oh my god, it's so good.
What about dudes?
Mixed opinions. Depends on who's the dude. Yeah. Did you ever join a fraternity?
I was in a service fraternity.
Holy shit.
That just did
were they hazing you with like, hey, pick up trash, you freaking scrub?
Yeah, they made me pick up trash and scrub.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I did the like quote unquote initiation semester, which is just like 20 hours of community service. Mm-hmm. And then I joined and was like, I still don't like fraternities. And then they were like, congratulations. And I was like, goodbye.
Did it still have that? And I know most of our audience is in college and in fraternities. So
oh,
I don't
of course.
Ruffle any feathers, but did it still have that like fraternity energy?
No. And I actually, I will pat myself on the back because I, growing up, and part of me probably still does, like, hated frats and fraternities.
Thank you.
And I think I just had all of the worst stereotypes about them. Mm-hmm. And then tried to say, like, you know what? You've never been in one.
Right.
You only just know about it through bad movies. And and truthfully, I probably envious that it's like,
yeah, well, look at all these friends.
All of the people that I liked that I had crushes on were probably more attracted to the fraternity guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, those guys suck anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Please.
Okay. Do you remember that episode when we talked about stand up?
Yes.
Okay, here's a joke. I don't remember any of it.
Because you're making it up?
Yeah. No. This is a joke that I told and
it's real.
Yeah, it did okay. It was something about like, I was also really jealous that guys in fraternities were going on like, you know, as far as I could tell, a lot more dates than I was going.
Yeah. And they are very, for the most part, like attractive, muscular dudes.
Yeah. And so I was really, I once overheard two people talking about a guy in a fraternity and two women, and they were like, oh, he's so deep. And I was so jealous. I was like, no, I'm deep. I'm the deep one. You can't be both. Pick your lane.
And they were like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, this is a dining
room.
Who
are you?
Piece. Yeah.
Sit down. I like that. That's a good joke.
Thank you.
Did it do well?
Yeah, it did pretty well.
Yeah, that's funny.
I ended it on I'm deep. I probably could have added a lot
I'm
more.
Deep. Yeah. No, I think you could explore it. Maybe we'll revisit that.
Yeah. But anyway.
So it's funny. I'm like, oh, I pat myself on the back. I saw a thing and then I challenged myself to join it to see if it really was as bad. But then I'm like, that's not a good life lesson. That's like, you could also apply that to like, you know, the alt-right seems pretty bad. I joined it. No, but this was like, it was a co-ed service fraternity that was like literally all, there's no house.
Right.
We just do community service together.
Right.
And it was fine. I mean, it was like, I met a few people. I think that's when I started to realize I wasn't as social as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not, I don't think this is a surprise to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like yourself, I'm not the like, oh, so like, what's your deal? And just like talking to strangers like that and just approaching people point blank.
Yeah.
And it was a very like social service fraternity. And I had like two people that I was friends with that helped me, that kind of like were like, you should do this, it'd be fun. And I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
And then I did it and I was like, oh, this is like an extrovert club, basically.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not
it's
bad.
Fine.
It's just not.
Sorry for groaning.
No. I mean, it's the thing that introverts would naturally groan to. Mm-hmm. And then at that time, I was also in marching band and worked at my college newspaper and was like, and was on the speech team. I was doing a lot.
Oh, shit.
And then I was like, I think I need to pick.
Yeah.
One of these has to go.
Yeah.
And then I left the service fraternity. And then shortly after left the speech team. And then was just, and then shortly after that left. Man, am I a quitter? but it was like, as I did all those things, I was like, oh, you can't do four things at the same time.
Yeah, and if
you want to do, you know, you should do one thing really well instead of four things pretty bad.
Yeah. I'm sure that you didn't do four things badly, but I agree with you.
Yeah. I was the president of a college speech team. Isn't that crazy?
It's fucking wild.
You probably wouldn't believe it.
No, that's holy shit, dude. So you must have been like a good speech writer.
Yeah. I mean, I majored in communication and like media studies, but like took public speaking courses and learned that I could get like scholarship money if I was on the speech team. And I was like, I like these people. They seem very smart. Mm-hmm. They definitely really introduced me to like feminism and issues with like the environment, and was like, this is my crew. Like, these are the people I like.
It's cool as hell.
What was interesting too was when I was in the, so I was on the college drum line and I was like one of the five bass drummers. Four of the five of us went to high school together. So we were already like pretty close.
Did your high school force the curriculum to include bass drum lessons?
That would have been awesome. No, we were just like all like, hey, we should all do this together. This would be fun. Two of them were older and then me and another one who were roommates joined knowing that those two would be in it.
Awesome.
So that was a easy transition into like, look, I already have friends on like my first day of college. Mm. And then on the speech team, it was like exciting because it was like, oh, look, new friends, like different groups of people. If you're listening to this and you are in college, I highly recommend like trying, like even if you don't feel like you're an extracurricular person. Mm-hmm. It's a good experience because you can, like myself at the service fraternity, bail.
Yeah.
You can quit. Or find lifelong friends.
Yep. Quitting's not bad. Everyone needs to try things to learn whether or not they like it.
Yeah. And don't view it as quitting. View it as trying something new.
Yeah. Just say, see ya, nerds, as you walk out of that meeting. Can I tell you about...
See ya, nerds. He came to the speech team. He came to marching band. Tell me about what.
Okay, this is one of my first nights at college. First time I went out. But it's not a very good story. So buckle in. But Kevin, can I please have your help? Like, can you react as if it was a really good story?
Okay.
So I was in college.
You want me to react to that?
Okay.
So. What? I knew you were in college. Give me something else to work with.
Okay. All right. So I was in college. I'm filling the silence because there's no time for reactions. We had to do a lot of things at the start, like the orientation. We had to sit.
This is Ithaca College?
This is fucking.
Sorry.
No, Cornell.
You're right. But is Cornell in Ithaca?
Cornell is in Ithaca.
Okay.
And just to be clear, like my dad worked there as a scientist. So leave That's your cool. Merit-based questions in the envelope and then send them to my door because.
Nepotism.
Yeah. Anyway, we had to do a lot of these like don't plagiarize. We had to watch a whole video about like someone I plagiarized and I was wrong. Like we did all of that. And then we ended up after a long day of orientation with these academic integrity mm-hmm, notebooks. Mm-hmm. And then we went straight with our notebooks to an orientation event where everyone was like, all right, let's just get to know each other. What's your favorite TV show? And I kept trying to like, this is really embarrassing, but I was like, if I keep referencing Community, the show, I'll find out who has good taste and my friends. No, did not work. Please, if you're in college, don't try to reference. Maybe don't, unless you want to get beat up.
Oh my God, do that. That would be so cool. And let us know their reaction.
It's going to be bad.
Don't film it because that's like inappropriate and weird, but you right. can let us know. Can I just say really quick?
Yeah.
I heard on the Doughboys, the guy who left the voicemail that was like, or maybe don't. Shout out Houston. Yeah, I was like, hell yeah.
I dabbed.
I sent some gifts, by the way. I'm not joking.
Wait, really? To the P.O. box?
I was just going to give them to you, but I ordered some gifts.
Oh my God.
You guys are going to like
them. Holy shit. That's awesome.
A little sneak peek. Sorry for interrupting.
No problem.
So you were trying to like sneak in Community references.
Anyway, so I was in these like orientation groups and then my roommate was like, hey, because he did the like outdoor orientation, like pre-orientation. So he had already had friends. Not only that, their orientation leader was an upperclassman. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, hey, my friends are going to this outdoor friggin' Odyssey party. Would you like to come? And I was like,
wait, what?
It was like whatever the outdoor program was called before.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. And I was like, hell yeah. My parents aren't here. I'm going to drink some alcohol. Oh my God. This is what high school me has been dreaming of for sure. so long.
Me too.
I still am, by the way. but anyway, I start walking down with these people and they're much, much more experienced than I am, despite being the same age. They're all like, yeah, have you had Jello shots? And I'm like, oh, this person was
You're
doing-
like, the first part, yeah. It's pretty sick.
Second part, at a doctor's, yeah.
Yeah, at doctor.
and they were saying things like, yeah, whatever. This person was taking shots of wine. How weird is that? I was like, that seems fine. Just let people do what they want.
Yeah, leave them alone. I like a nice red.
Yeah. And so anyway, I was walking down from the campus to the college town where this party was with my academic integrity notebook. So I was like,
uh-oh.
I have to get rid of this somehow.
What
am I going to leave it? Like, or worse, throw it away symbolically the first night of college, throwing away your academic integrity notebook. And Kevin, I'm approaching the end of the story. I'm just telling you there is no end. That's awful.
Yeah.
The symbol is terrible.
For sure.
So anyway, we went to the party. I think I just threw it out.
I like that. That's unlike you.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And then I plagiarized all 4 years. It's not true.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about reality.
I love this. Because it's like, what do you are? What do you think, man?
All right, I'll cross out my first question. I think too much about how, and I think I've talked about this before, how I want to be somebody else.
Mm.
And I think for me, life is that like perpetual chase trying to become someone else, mm-hmm. which is
Who probably, do you want to be?
Probably unhealthy.
Mm.
Some of it is like physical things of like,
is it me?
What if my whole life I'm just trying to become you and this podcast is the start?
It's a real, wait, what's that movie where someone's so obsessed with the other person? Is it Black Swan? No. Where it's
that
like,
is a good movie.
Yeah, where it's like someone's like so obsessed that they want to be the other person.
Ooh, I don't know, but I like that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll write that. Just claim it as my own. No, but I think it's like physical changes is part of it. Some of it is like emotional changes. Mm-hmm. Part of it, a lot of it, I think, is more mental changes of like career things. And not like a different career or anything, but like doing this and this instead mm-hmm. of that and that. Hobbies, skills, mm-hmm. and a lot of it is, I wouldn't say irrational, but just sometimes I'm just like, this is impossible. You right. can't read all the books. You can't watch all the movies. You can't yeah. watch all the shows or do all the things you've never done. But I feel like I live in a fantasy land where I'm constantly thinking about, and it maybe it's like selfish and childish that when I see something, I'm like, why didn't I do that?
Right.
Instead of just like appreciating it.
Is it like a curiosity for other people's experiences? Like the idea of like if you walk past, there was this like, I don't know, there was like this like, I think it was on this Tumblr of like obscure words and stuff. It was like somewhere that was describing the sadness just of not knowing someone else's experience. Like walking past someone's window, seeing who they are and being like, wow, I will never know what that person's life is like. Is it like that? Or is it more like, I feel that this could be better?
I think more that. I mean, mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying with the Tumblr thing, but it's mm-hmm. more like, you know, I think I joked, but it definitely was like in honesty about I'm working on improving my handwriting. Like that was yeah. a thing that I did for like several months of like trying to improve my handwriting because right. I think I have sloppy handwriting. Or like learning a new language or being able to run 10 miles.
Right. I wish you'd said in the middle of like eating a sandwich, like
something really mundane. That's like, you don't know how to do that. Yeah. Or like learning to put my pants on by myself.
Yeah.
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 So I wonder if part of it, I like that I'm like that because I think it keeps me motivated and mm-hmm. keeps me active and thinking about trying to pursue new things and continuing to like be curious about things that maybe I wouldn't normally actively be thinking about. And like what we were talking about earlier, I do kind of think that unfollowing everyone on social media hurts mm-hmm. that because it kind of puts some blinders on to like other things.
Dude, I think that it's like I am more than happy like trying to be okay with just myself. Like mm-hmm. just be like, whatever it is, like, sure, I'll work out, whatever. Also, I'm digging this, whatever it is that I'm currently in and doing. I want that kind of like, I really don't want to give a fuck about anyone and I don't ever want to compare myself to anyone else.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't mean to.
Yours is the healthy and maybe I'm not even like comparing myself to other people. I think it's just like wishing I was more skilled at things.
Right.
And I think the thing is like, I also like anything, I have the ability to do that.
Yeah.
It's just this vicious cycle of then being mad that I'm not doing things that I'm not trying to do.
I know what you mean. Well, you told me that your therapist, like, and let me know if this is too personal, but it's like you had trouble, like, literally giving yourself a compliment.
Sure.
Yeah. And I think that, like, this is probably along the same vein or the same, like, you know, branch somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's a metaphor. Yeah. And I think it was because like personally, my parents just like probably compared me to too many other people. I was like, fuck this. Like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do that anymore. And so, but I like, it's really, really hard not to, even despite my best efforts, I'm like, fuck, why am I not doing this? Like this person's my age and they're much more successful than I am, et cetera, et cetera. That's yeah.
Yeah. And it's fascinating because it doesn't feel like jealousy, but it probably is. Mm. But it's not really jealous of like other people's success. It's more like jealous of other people's skills and their ability to do something.
Do you think there's anything, any qualities about yourself that other people would be jealous of? Yes.
Yeah, I guess. I hate to say that.
Capital, like yes. Yes with a space in between each letter.
Y-A-A-S. I think that's like the Midwesterner in me that like does not want to admit that anyone could be jealous of me.
Here's a song about the traits that other people would be jealous about in Kevin.
Oh God. Okay. This is torture.
He knows how to draw.
Oh wow.
He is in a successful relationship. He's a successful podcast producer and knows people in comedy and also has a podcast that he's good at editing.
Specifically editing.
As for hosting. No, I'm just kidding. But that's okay. That's just verse one, okay? If you give me more time, I will come up with more verses.
That I will use that as my eulogy.
Oh, my God. All I can do is sincerely say that, like, it is very easy for me and almost everyone else, and I know it doesn't really help much to give a resounding yes to that question. For you, specifically.
Thanks. What was the question again?
It was red or not red?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, are there qualities about you that other people would be jealous of?
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. And
it doesn't have to be rooted to in other people's jealousy.
To you as well.
Oh, thank you. But I'm blocking people left and right.
That's true. And I'm not following anyone. but it is like, it's like less of a jealousy thing and more of a like trying to find the healthy balance between being jealous of people and being inspired by people. I guess it truly is just trying to be more inspired by others, or I think I'm just fascinated by, like, not to get too like existential or anything, but that we have a finite amount of time on the planet, and that we could all die tomorrow or in a like insane plane crash. I do have a slight fear of planes, and I'm spending too much time on planes lately.
Yeah.
If anyone has any suggestions for that, instead of like looking up plane crash statistics moments before taking off, weed probably would help.
I think that I totally get it, because it's like, on one hand, it's a very positive idea of like wanting to better yourself. But on the other hand, it's like, if it's too much, then you'll feel totally inadequate, which is like, you know.
Yeah. 'Cause you're only human.
Yeah.
And, I think it really is a thing of like being excited by new things, but not obsessing over them, and then not being frustrated that you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun that we can record our own destruction.
Kevin.
Yeah.
We are in no way a couple.
We're a podcast couple.
Mm-hmm. And there's yet to be fan fiction about us. It's okay.
There probably is. Don't send it to us.
Send it to me.
You won't see it. He blocked you.
Please. can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever want to have kids?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yes.
Does global warming change whether or not you want to have kids?
No. Why?
Because for me, and I've been thinking about this a lot, it's like, well, if there's not going to be enough water, and if the political climate just keeps declining, I cannot make that conscious decision to.
No, I understand that. My glass half full of a lot of water.
Yeah.
Is like.
Melted ice.
Oh, yes. My glacier half full is like. What if my child helps
change things for the better?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's something that like I feel like I'm getting into recently and like in life is like, why at 27 am I now very actively thinking about the environment? Well, I think for obvious like political reasons, it's on a lot of people's minds, but also like I wish it was more on the forefront of my mind as a youth.
Because
I think it would have stuck with me more today, and I would have a lot more knowledge and be a lot more aware of it today than if I was just like dipping my toe in by reading and listening to an audiobook and watching documentaries with the sound off.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So honestly, those are the two sides of that argument that I can see. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, probably the two biggest arguments, like The main ones anyway. And
do you want to have kids, but no. Then you feel no, you don't. Yeah.
I just think that like one, oh, you sung, please, you angsty, beautiful fool. It's like, I still don't know if I could sell someone on the idea of existence. Like, here are all the pros and cons. A lot of cons.
Boku sell someone cons. On existence like your...
Like being alive.
Hypothetical. Oh.
Yeah.
But like convincing your hypothetical partner.
No, it's just like...
I was going to say wife, but like it could just be like a partner. It doesn't need to be a marriage.
And specifically for me, it would have to be out of wedlock. I just think that like I can't recommend life to another, you know, like wholeheartedly without any regret or anything. I would have second thoughts.
You're a dark dude, my friend.
Thank you.
But, and that's not a surprise. I don't know. I think.
This ends with us adopting a child, right?
Oh, God. What would their name be?
Yuvin. It's both of our names.
Kusong?
That's too close to couscous. They'll get tormented.
But the bowling will make their skin thicker.
Yeah, anyway, that's just been on my mind about global warming.
I will ask the listener, like, if they have any suggestions for, like, global warming 101 stuff or, like, mm-hmm. you know, Mr. YouTube across from me, mm-hmm. Any YouTube videos or, like, good things to follow that could help someone who is interested in like learning more about global warming, but is nervous about being overwhelmed and then just turned off by it. If you have any suggestions, please send them our way.
Yeah, I want to be turned on by something.
Don't turn me on to global warming.
Ooh, the earth's getting so hot.
And so am I.
We friggin' did it!
Our first episode without anything funny. Pretty interesting.
A lot of the comments, and I'm reading into the future, are like, it didn't sound that much different than the other episodes.
It just seemed like that quote-unquote bit, hard quotes, bits were omitted. And you guys spent more time on your conversations that you seem to enjoy.
Okay, here's my lesson learned. Genuinely, it's that... Even without bits, it'll still be okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
And here's my genuine note. I like that I've never been on a sailboat, but what's the expression?
Sailed?
Sailed, yes. We let the wind take our sailboat to where the ocean wants it to go. I think that's it.
That's the expression?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. Thank you to everyone who's listened. Really means a lot.
Do you want me to start with a lesson learned?
Oh, yeah.
If you're sharing an account with someone, or trading rather, maybe it's a close friend from high school that you don't really talk to anymore, and he uses your Amazon account, and you use his HBO account, and let's revisit you guys don't talk anymore. You don't. And he changes his password, but you're not close enough where you don't want that to be the text that you, you know, that's the revisiting. But then you find out that the person you're living with has an HBO account, and now you're using that one. And now you're kind of tempted to change your Amazon password just to like really close this off. Wait it out. Don't make any rash decisions. And then maybe one day change it.
Oh my God. I would watch like a melodrama about just accounts being shared and then suddenly they're closed. It's like the ultimate betrayal.
Inner politics of changing passwords.
Yeah. Here's my lesson learned. If you have an account and you share it with someone and it's for the podcast that you both have and on that site there's an estimated audience number, don't look at that number every day.
Yeah, let the co-host deal with it.
That's not
he can obsessively look at it.
As in, it probably will just drive the both of us insane.
Them insane.
Them insane. Yeah. This is not about us. It's a universal advice. Everyone can relate
and
to
it. And also equating the listenership to, like, if an episode did good or not, instead of just focusing on the episodes. Hypothetical.
Hypothetical.
Candles are important. I think we kind of see them and go, oh, yeah, candle. It's nice. Buy a candle. Your place will smell objectively a lot better, unless you're my college roommate and you move in to a new place with someone else and the first candle you get is pancake and maple syrup.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a monster.
And then you really don't feel bad that you don't live with that person anymore.
Yeah.
If you're not getting a pancake maple syrup candle, chances are your place will smell better and you'll feel better.
Get some flowers for yourself.
That I don't know if I can agree with.
Okay, go home.
Go home. Actually, we're back, everyone.
Secret ending.
We do that thing at a party where we're like, bye. And then we close the door and we go,
just kidding.
Actually, I forgot my keys. We just wanted to thank a few of our supporters on Anchor.
Yeah.
Christopher Berg. Brian Whipple, and we just wanted to give a big shout out to Shannon from Earwolf.
Oh, huge shout out.
She rules so much, and yeah, she has been very active in supporting and promoting our show, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, her podcast, Asking About K-Pop, is also awesome. If you notice, some of these music stings have been K-pop songs.
And after every time Yusong does it, he goes, Shannon will appreciate that. And I always go, yeah, probably. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.